WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of high-value living. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Mindful communication and effective conflict resolution. Ever find yourself stuck in a heated argument where words feel like weapons? You know that feeling when you just want to scream, "We're not communicating." Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today we're going to break down how to transform those fiery battles into productive conversations that actually get you closer to your desired outcome. Whether it's with a partner, friend, family member, or even that frustrating coworker, these tips will have you navigating conflict like a boss. First things first, active listening is non-negotiable. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the message behind them. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on what the other person is saying. Resist the urge to interrupt or formulate your response while they're talking. You know that feeling when someone just doesn't seem to be listening? Yeah, well, avoid being that person. Next up, choose your words wisely. Think before you speak, especially during tense moments. Avoid accusatory language or blaming statements. Instead, use I statements to express your feelings and needs. Saying, "You always make me feel," is a recipe for disaster. Try instead saying, "I feel frustrated when." It's all about taking responsibility for your own emotions and avoiding putting the other person on the defensive. Now, let's talk about finding common ground. Even in disagreements, there are usually shared goals or values. Remind yourselves of those things and focus on building a solution that works for both parties. Remember, it's not about winning or losing, it's about finding a resolution that feels fair and equitable. Take breaks when needed. If things start getting too heated, step away for a few minutes to cool down. This will prevent you from saying things you might regret later. A little time apart can actually help you approach the conversation with a clearer head and more constructive mindset. Finally, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, understanding their point of view can make a huge difference in finding common ground and resolving the conflict peacefully. Think about that time when you felt truly heard and understood during a disagreement. How did it make you feel? Right? Good. That's what we're aiming for here. It's not always easy, but mastering mindful communication can truly transform your relationships and make navigating conflict less stressful and more productive. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine your best friend is upset because you canceled plans at the last minute. Instead of getting defensive or making excuses, take a deep breath and practice active listening. Ask them how they feel, validate their emotions, and apologize for any inconvenience caused. Then, explain your reason for canceling in a calm and respectful manner, focusing on finding a solution together. Perhaps you can reschedule the plans or offer an alternative activity that works for both of you. Remember, it's about finding a win-win situation that strengthens your friendship, not just resolving the immediate conflict. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to level up your communication skills and conquer conflict like a true high-value woman or man. Active listening, choosing words wisely, finding common ground, taking breaks when needed, and practicing empathy. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity to grow, learn, and build stronger connections. Now I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode in the comments below. What's one thing you'll be putting into practice right away? And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the high-value vibes together. Until next time, stay empowered, stay radiant, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.